there are those who say,
we cannot tell
whether we are saved,
whether
all is well.
He
took away my heavy burdens, and he gave me peace with him.
He
said, you can't make me doubt it. It's real, and I'm not gonna shout it. I don't care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot fail, and even though Satan tries to tell me no, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know Jesus saved me.
Saved my soul.
Every moment He forgave me.
Satan can't make you doubt it. Oh, what a joy. We're going to have a great broadcast. I'm excited about our broadcast today. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed, okay? I want your life to be affected. I want something great to happen today. Now, this is an SOS broadcast. SOS. That means save our souls. In the old Navy, I think it was Navy, used those words, those letters. Save our ship. Save our soul. Well, I want to tell you something. You need to save some souls out there. Oh, I know you can't save them, but you can warn them. You can tell them. And today the broadcast is all about a subject that everybody really needs to hear. Delivered from hell on earth. All 7 years. There is coming 7 years of hell on this earth. The devil will be cast out of the midair, out of the heavens, and down to the earth. Physically and paranormally, he will reign on this earth 7 years. That's the 7 years of the great tribulation. You know, people talk about the great tribulation, and they get it all confused with regular, day by day, year by year. Season by season tribulations that's come on this world ever since there was a church. I'm telling you, 2,000 years now, the devil has fought the church tooth and toenail. But he always, in the end, loses. Oh, it looks like he wins some victories, but in the end, he always loses. Well, 2,000 years of tribulation doesn't even compare to the great tribulation. The great tribulation is when the devil is cast out of heaven and cast down to the earth. I'm going to read it for you in just a moment. And I want you to get the message that I'm going to give you a list of things that Satan is going to do to this world. I'm going to give you a list of things that's going to be effected upon this earth those 7 years. And it is 7 complete years, and it is all over the world, universally, universally. I said universally. Don't let anybody tell you the 7-year tribulation is just for the revived Roman Empire. That is not biblical, not in the least. And I've got the scriptures in this article that I'm going to give you to prove to you that it's a worldwide event. Now, please understand me. Please understand me. I'm not trying to bring you information just to try to prove I'm smart. I'm not smart. I only am smart in this Bible. I'm not smart myself for the Bible, but I'm smart by the living in the Bible and the careful obedience to the Bible. That alone makes any of us capable of understanding theology and biblical truth. And I just want to live in this truth. I just want to live in this truth. Now, let me read you something. I want you to understand. Listen to me. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe. Woe. Listen to that word, woe, to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short season. So God the Father cast him out of heaven, and cast him down to, actually lets the angels do it. I like that. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels, and the devil prevailed not. Neither was there found any more a place for him in heaven. How about that? And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Notice that. Who deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Now, I've got four scriptures listed on Facebook and in this article, but I didn't include that one. That one ought to be in it. Did you notice it? Let me read it again. Please understand. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Friend, we're talking about hell on earth. Are you listening? Hell on earth. Would you grab your phone? Would you call two or three people and tell them they need to listen? I'm telling you, it's imperative that they hear this. It's imperative that they get this and that we understand. And we are there. See, all the signs of the rapture are complete. All the signs of the rapture are complete. The rapture hasn't occurred yet. But when it does, 7 years of hell on earth will start almost immediately, just a matter of days. And I'm telling you, if the world doesn't understand this, they're in for something that is beyond my ability to even grip them with. I can try, and I do try. And I tell the things I see in this Bible with all of my heart. And I'm here to bless you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to minister to you. And I've got a group of things here that I'm going to tell you about today that the devil will do to this world. Do you want to know what Satan is going to effect on this earth for those 7 years? And do you understand that all we've got to have happen to enter into these 7 years is the rapture? And as soon as the real bride of Christ is caught up to heaven, all hell begins on this earth. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? Will you tell it to everybody you know? Will you call your friends and neighbors? Will you get them to hear this program? If you can't get them to hear it live, as we are now, by 3 o'clock, this Eastern Standard Time, it'll be archived, and it'll be on the front page of our website, www.paulcreek.org. And all they've got to do is click on it. When they see it, down at the bottom of it, there'll be a line that says more that you can get this whole article, and you'll go right to it. You can then click and see it. See it on your internet or hear it on your internet. And of course, our cell phones, I can pick it up right on this. I can get it anywhere I'm at right here with this phone. The archives, of course, I can't get the live because I'm sitting here. I could if I wasn't sitting here. If I was, you know, playing the taped program, which I don't do except when it's a beyond me situation. But I want you to get a hold of friends and neighbors. I want you to tell your children. I want you to tell your loved ones, your working companions, hey, we got to get the word out. We have got to get the word out. Have you read the news this week? Now, I'm not talking about CNN and you know, those normal mindless websites, news sites. They don't give you the news. You go and find on the real web what's happening in Israel, what's happening in Syria, how the Iranians are coming in great number. The Russians are coming down in great numbers. They're even bringing over Cubans. I don't know who all they've got there. And they're gathering an army in the country of Syria. And there's one intention, and it's already beginning down in Jerusalem. Hell on earth is coming for those Jewish people. But at the height of this war, God is going to deliver them. Oh, I tell you, I can hardly wait. I really want to see it. I mean, the rapture could take place before the war of Gog and Magog. But if it don't, we'll get to know it. And we'll get to read it on the news and see it on CNN. And it will shatter this world. It will shatter this world. I tell you not. Now, there's a list of things I'm going to share with you. Let me give you the phone numbers to call, the email to send your question, and I want to be filled with them today. I really do. Let me give you one thing that you must remember. The devil will be cast out of heaven down to the earth. He will be on the earth physically and paranormally. He will be visible and he can be invisible. And he will be on this earth, him and his demons, which are probably billions. We're talking about billions, one-third of all the great heavenly host rebelled with the devil. And so they'll be on this earth with him. They cannot leave the earth again. Every bit of their damage will have to be done right here, physically and paranormally, on this earth. Do you hear me? And that's where they'll be. They'll be doing some of the most incredible dark things. They will be able to take on grotesque forms. They'll be able to brutalize, rape, and murder. I promise you those fallen angels will love to rape the women of this world and do some of the darkest things you've ever heard of. And of course, once they do their dark things, if the person takes the mark, they'll take on the nature of Satan and become one with that crowd. If they refuse them, they'll be raped and brutalized and incredible treatment and then killed. You are talking about a time of hell on this earth. I wish I could convince you all of this. I wish you would understand it and get real. I'm telling you, get real. Get in this Bible. Get in this book of Revelation. Get in this book of Revelation. It's later than you think, my friends. Let me give you some phone numbers. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. Toll-free all over America, Canada, 1-800-338-7884. And then email, JRC at paulcreek.org. I'll get it right. JRC@paulcreek.org. Okay? JRC@paulcreek.org. Now, I want to hear from you. And it's very important that I hear from you so quickly. Let me hear your questions. Let's see if we can get on the internet here and get everything going. I'm telling you, we are really facing an unreal time of human history. Let me get this thing off my... Well, it fell. I'm sorry. Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, let me hear from you. JRC@paulcreek.org. JRC@paulcreek.org. The internet's open. JRC@paulcreek.org. The phones are open, already ringing. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then, of course, you can get us on a toll-free 1-800-338-7884. I'm making sure everything's working well. We on SRN, so we on the radio stations. There'll be no problem there. We on internet. And so you're hearing me or seeing me, and I want to hear from you. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I've read you the scripture, one scripture, to show you this really is going to happen very, very soon. Let me read you some things that you can ask questions about. The devil will be on this earth physically and paranormally. That means he can be physical or he can be paranormal. That he can't do supernatural things, but he can do paranormal things. You and I can only do normal things. But Satan can do paranormal things. He cannot do supernatural things. He cannot be like God. He has to be this creature that is limited from the God end, but superior to the human side, and he can do dark things, and he will be allowed to do them. See, right now, he can only do what the Holy Spirit and the real saints of God will let him do. But once we pass that point of the rapture, Satan will be unfettered and unbridled. And you're talking about darkness. You're talking about darkness like you've never seen. And you can, now you, if the devil comes against you, you can charge him in the name of Jesus and break his power. You can cast out devils and cast out spirits and cast out diseases. And you can see the victory of God in your life. But once that rapture takes place, I'm here to tell you, you will not have that power of Jesus' name during the 7-year tribulation period. The devil will have free reign. The devil will have free reign. And you will not have that resistance that we now have in the Holy Spirit and in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, you need to think about that. You say, I'll get by during the tribulation period. I've got food stored up, and I've got all kinds of protections taken care of. They won't do you a bit of good. In fact, they already know about that, and you'll be one of the first ones they come after. If you think you can get a gun and defeat the devil, you're crazy. You're not just foolish. You're crazy. The devil does not fear your weaponry. You can have the biggest weapon they've got, and the devil will bypass it and pay it no attention. Do you hear me? He operates in the paranormal realm, and your bullets are only normal. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? It's time we hear these things. Now, fallen angels, demons. Can you imagine millions and millions, I mean billions of demons just invading this whole earth? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? How about the defense of Jesus' name and the great restraint of the Holy Spirit completely removed from you so that you just operate in your own best ability? You're limited with your own capacity and with a devil that won't mean a thing, that will not help you in the least. I'm here to tell you, he'll be able to take on grotesque forms and come in such ways of belligerence and evil and wickedness and scary. You're talking about a world that becomes hell on earth. 7 years. 7 full years. Don't let anybody tell you the rapture takes place in the middle of the tribulation. That's foolishness. It's not in the Bible, not even at all, I promise you. Now, disease will mutate into many different forms. Disease will mutate into many different forms. Hospitals will either be closed and non-existent or overrun to the extent that they will hardly provide you 1 ounce of protection. If you get in there, you'll be treated quickly and got out of there because they will know how helpless they are with dealing with these evils and these mighty powers. Famine and starvation will be universal. Famine and starvation will be universal. Now, let me tell you something that many people don't know. Babies and children of unsaved people will not go in the rapture. They'll be here on this earth, and you'll have to take care of them. Babies and children. For you unsaved parents, mamas or dads, if one of you is saved, the Bible says your children are sanctified by that one believing parent who's truly right with God. But otherwise, there is no protection, and your children will be left here for the tribulation period. Now, we're not talking about them being lost. Children will not be lost. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about being left here for the tribulation period. Oh, and you being responsible to feed them milk and get them provisions and keep them safe. And you will have almost nothing to do that with unless you take the mark of the beast. Unless you become one with the devil. Now, anybody who takes the mark of the beast will take on the nature of the devil. And then they will become a spy for the whole family. I mean, they'll spy out the family. Anybody in that family that hasn't taken the mark, they'll be quick to announce that. I'm here to tell you, friend, you just don't really realize how bad we're talking about a world being. You better get right with God. The bride of Christ will be gone. The bride of Christ will be gone. Oh, I'm going to prove that to you. I won't get to that this week, but I'll get to that next week. I'm going to prove to you that bride of Christ will be gone. I'm preaching on that in the morning, by the way. And I'd love to have you come and hear how you can make sure, absolutely sure. It's not enough to think maybe you will go. Or maybe you're right with God. Or maybe you're a Christian. When the majority of the people in our world only have religion, they've never truly been born again. When you're born again, you're a brand new creature. When you're born again, you'll be in God's house when church day comes. If you're born again, you'll love this Bible. You'll be a prayer warrior. If you're born again, you'll be living in this book, and you'll be a brand new creature. And most of the church world is not born again. They've just got religion. You know that. You talk to people all the time. Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. And they could care less about really following Christ and taking up their cross and living a godly life. You got to hear these truths. They are very important to your soul. Now, other things, famine and starvation will be worldwide. This earth will be turned into a God-forsaken hell. Marriage will be forbidden of a man and woman. The only marriage that will be allowed is homosexuals and lesbians and transvestites. It'll be a world of wickedness to the core. I'm here to tell you. Now, church will not exist. Church will not exist. And it will be dangerous. It'll be suicide to try to meet with other friends who are Christians and pray together. It'll be dangerous. It'll be suicide. Now, those things are going to occur. I think you know that. Now, the phone number. Hey, I know. Asking questions in a time like this is not easy. But grab your phone. I want to hear your question. Quickly, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. If you want to disagree with Reverend Chambers, you feel free. I promise you, I'll treat you no way but kind. Let's see what we have here. All right, nothing so far as questions. Do you have a question? Do you have a question? If you do, send it to me quickly, will you? I want to answer questions. I want to talk with you about things that you can understand. I want to give you scripture for anything that's a question in your mind. I want to help you understand Satan is fixing to come to be cast out of heaven, come down to this earth, and literally take this world in a hellish fashion and do darkest things that you can imagine. Darker things than you can imagine. Now you say, I don't believe it's worldwide. Well, let me read you some scripture that proves to you it's worldwide. Are you willing to listen? Will you hear what I'm reading to you? Very important. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him, listen now, power was given him over all kindred and tongue and nation. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongue and nations. And listen to this verse. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their head. Now listen, it's coming. We know it's coming. You know it's coming. Nobody that believes the Bible can doubt a 7-year tribulation period is coming. It really is. And that 7-year tribulation period is the devil cast into this earth. Literally cast down with all of his demons, all of his angels, and being physical and paranormal all over this earth. And making mincemeat out of this world. And you, if you claim to be a Christian, I mean, if you even just claim to be one, you'll be an object for their immediate elimination. I mean, immediate. Christians by the multitudes will be dying, I mean like flies, right at the beginning of this tribulation period. Let me read to you. In Revelation 6, the tribulation period has just begun in the first verse of Revelation 6. And by the time that all of this was over, I mean as it was moving along, I'm telling you, it was hell on earth. You've got to hear it. It was hell on earth. And listen, he says, when he'd opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Right immediately now, chapter 6, four of the seven seals have been opened. And the fifth seal is a picture of a multitude of people who are under the altar. They're dead. They've been murdered. They've been brutalized. They've been treated like the scum of the earth. And the Bible says, and they cried with a loud voice, and how long, O Lord, holy and true, doth thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little while until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So the killing is in big time motion right now, right in the beginning of the 7-year period. I mean big time motion. And if you claim to be a Christian, you are in for elimination. But you'll be brutalized. You'll be raped. You'll be treated like the scum of the earth. It will be horrible, incredible. It will be dark beyond measure. And I'm telling you, it's time to get right so that you're not part of that crowd, okay? Brother Chambers, what do you mean get right? I go to church. I mean born again. I mean the fire of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Remember the 10 virgins? 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The 5 foolish virgins, he came, and they thought they were ready, and they were not ready. Can you imagine the multitude out there? You're sensible. Every one of you. Americans are sensible people, the majority. You understand what it means to really be an old-fashioned Christian. You understand what that means. That doesn't mean go to church once in a while. It doesn't mean claiming. It doesn't mean you just have some religious emotions. It means you have been changed and you are a new creature in Christ and you belong wholly and entirely to Him. I have faced many critics because I do not compromise the Bible. And I stand right on the very top of this book and tell you it is the Word of God. You've got to live by the Bible because you will be judged by the Bible. Now, I've been talking 25 minutes, and it's time for your calls. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Where are you? Email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to hear your question. What do you think about this? Let me hear your opinion. How many of you really believe that the devil is going to be cast out of heaven and is going to rule this earth for 7 years? How many of you believe that? If you believe that, let me hear you. Do you really believe? Do you understand that? Maybe you've never heard that. Maybe nobody's ever preached that to you. Well, I'm just reading you what's in the Bible. That's all. It's right in the book of Revelation. That's why I beg people to buy my book on the masterpiece, the great book of Revelation. The great book of Revelation, and get in this book. You say, I can't understand it. My book will help you. The title of it is The Masterpiece. Now, I'm not talking about my stuff. I'm talking about his material, his Bible, his truth. That's where the masterpiece is. I'm just an ordinary person, but you can know the truth, and you can have it written on your heart, and you can so live that you can escape this misery and this hell that's coming on this earth. Now, when you begin to read this in Revelations 12 and 13, Revelation 12 is where the angels have war in the heavens with Satan and his angels and cast the devil out, and he's cast down to the earth. You see, Revelation, the picture of the seven-year tribulation is in the book of Revelations twice. It is in the first 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, those chapters from 6 to 11. And then in chapter 12, the whole 7 years starts over again, and you see the devil cast out of heaven. And then through the chapter 19, you got the same 7 years. In the first chapter, 6 to 11, you see it from a heavenly viewpoint. In the next chapters, 12 through 19, you see it from an earthly viewpoint. You see what happens in the heavens and all the beauty of what happens in the heavens in those first chapters, 6 through 11. And then 12 through 19, you see it from a heavenly viewpoint and all that God is saying and God is doing. And it's very simple. It really is. Well, let's take a call. Will you grab your phone? Please grab your phone quickly and let me hear from you. I want you involved in this discussion. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Pastor Chambers, I'd like to make a couple of comments.
Okay.
And most definitely going to use this hour to send to my family as the only warning, because they are not believing the Bible. So I'm just going to send them this, and they, that's it.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to send this program to your family?
To everybody, yes.
Yes, that's wonderful. I wish everybody out there would do it, because this is one of the most important programs I've ever done. And most people now are going to have trouble asking me questions because most people have never heard that the devil actually comes down here physically and paranormally and rules this earth for 7 years.
Yes, I totally believe everything, because it's going to happen. The other part that I wanted to mention is that any listener needs to know that to be born again, we have to intentionally, willingly, and seek it out to surrender to to God Almighty. It's not enough to just be baptized and believe in. You have to intentionally surrender and seek from the Holy Spirit to be born again.
That's right on target, brother. I agree with you. I said that a while ago, and I'm glad you're saying it again. If you're not born again, that means a new creature. You're in love with Christ. You'd rather serve Him. You'd rather be in the house of God than anywhere the world's got. I mean, you are sold out to Jesus when you're born again.
Yes, and it is not difficult. It is very joyful, and we can still enjoy whatever we're doing here. But the joy of being born again is just nothing can compare to it. And I'm just telling the listeners, please intentionally surrender to the Holy Spirit and God Almighty quickly or intentionally, or do it just as soon as you can.
Immediately, because He may come today.
Yes.
He may come today, and I'm telling you, I've never seen so many signs of the coming of the Lord. Really, the signs of the tribulation period and the dark things in Jerusalem, the gathering of all these armies up in Syria, which is the stage and the area for the battle of Gog and Magog. It is so overwhelming until I've never seen anything like it. I've been saved 63 and a half years, and this has been the most momentous, breathtaking year of activities in the realm of Bible prophecy I've ever seen.
That's right, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I do. I just, that's just all I'm thinking about, not because I'm scared, but because it is coming, and there's so many people that are not buying it because they're just going from, they're just on cruise.
Well, they're on cruise, and they're blind. See, the spirit of Antichrist, has deluded this world with a blindness that is unequal to anything I've seen in my 63 and a half years. It is a blindness. And you look at people and tell them the truth, and they look at you with blank eyes. Well, you know, you're probably right. You know, they'll say something like that. But it doesn't even alarm them. It doesn't startle them. There used to be people would fall under conviction when you started telling them the truth, and tears would swell up in their eyes. And before you knew it, they'd be on their knees repenting. That doesn't happen no more. That just don't happen. I mean, it's a marvel, a miracle when you see a tear in somebody's eye. It's a miracle because we're in a state of complete stupor. A state of complete comatose, spiritually speaking. And people don't understand. And you can't move them. You can't stir them. Look at my audience. Now, I've got a great audience. I've got a multitude of people listening or watching by internet. And how many calls? You're the first caller. 30 minutes. You're the first caller. Where are the people? They're overwhelmed. They're either in a stupor or they're so overwhelmed because their preachers aren't preaching almost nothing. Most Pentecostals just want to get a shout out of you. If they can get you in an aisle with a little shout, that's about all they want. I mean, they don't care for much other. I'm not one of those. I'm here to tell you right now. I'm after the truth. I'm after getting the truth to people and helping them grow up and mature and go on with God because the hour is later than you can imagine. So thank you for calling, George.
Bye.
Hey, call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, I'm going to sit here and wait on you right now. I got much to say. I got a lot I can say to you. I got all kinds of scriptures I can read to you. But I want to answer your questions, and I want to get your attention. I want to shake you up until Holy Ghost conviction gets a hold of your heart. Until you begin to realize, hey, I'm just religious. I just got a little religion. I mean, I'm not halfway saved. I'm not full of the Holy Ghost. I mean, I know thousands of Pentecostals who used to be full of the Holy Ghost, and now the fire's gone, and they still think they're ready to go. No, you're not ready to go. No, if you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, the Bible says, Jesus said it, I will spew you out of my mouth. He says to the church at Ephesus, because you've left your first love, if you don't repent and do your first works over, that I will take your candlestick out of its place. I mean, that's in Revelation 2 and 3, those two statements. I mean, it's just not a time to play. It's not a time to be all excited about a ball game when you're not even ready for the ultimate game of the coming of the Lord. I mean, what in the world? Why do you love all these things and have no intention of walking with Jesus? I cry out to you today. Well, if I could plead, I am. I don't think I've ever been more animated to try to tell you, SOS. Will you scream it with me? SOS. It's distress. It's distress signal. I'm distressed to get your attention. I really am. I'm distressed to help you understand the devil is going to take over this world and rule it for 7 years. The devil is going to take over this world and rule it for 7 years. And you heard me say he and his demons will be physically and paranormally in control of this whole earth. Physically and paranormally in control of this whole earth. And you want to be here? You think you can hide somewhere in a cave and have some food and slip by? Well, maybe there'll be a few that do, but it won't be many. I wouldn't want to be one of them. No way. And the Bible said the hearts of men fell in them for fear, for looking at those things which are coming on the earth. Now, I want to send you this booklet. This will help you read. Maybe this will wake you up. I don't know. I'm not sure anything will wake up many people today, but I'm trying. I'm giving it my best. And I want to give this to you, and all you got to do is call. And it's a tremendous article. It really is. And you've got all of these things I said the devil will effect on this earth. I mean, that is overwhelming when you think about demons by the billions invading this earth and taking on grotesque forms and coming physically and attacking you. The Bible speaks of them crawling in the windows of your house. The Bible speaks of that. Go to chapter 9 of Revelation and read it if you want to see it. You are talking about a situation that is beyond measure. Beyond measure. Let me take you to there a minute, if I might, if you're not going to call. And let me make sure I get the truth to you. Revelation chapter 7. I'm sorry, chapter 9. It's really overwhelming, and I hate to read some of this stuff. It is just that bad. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar. Listen to me. Which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. Now, these are demons that are going to kill a third of the earth's population. These are demons that are going to kill a third of the earth's population. And the number of the army of the horsemen was 200,000 now. We're talking about 200,000 times thousands. I mean thousands. We're talking about millions. I believe even to billions. I heard the number of them, and I saw the horses of the vision and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of zenith and brimstone. And the head of the horses was the head of lions. And he goes on to describe them. Demons taking on grotesque forms and invading the earth. And killing, in this one instance, one-third of the mankind on the earth. Now, folks, what do I do? What do I say to you? What do I say to you? What do I do to move you? The questions you can ask are, I've already mentioned, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now grab your phones and let's spend these last 25 minutes me answering your questions, okay? I don't see any questions on the internet. Where are my internet people? Where are you at today? Where are you at? I mean, we're talking about things that are breathtaking. We're talking about things that human minds do not even understand. We're talking about things beyond measure. We're trying to warn you and wake you and get you hungry. Oh, you see, these are the best of times. And these are the worst of times. The best of times. The rapture. The coming of the Lord. The great marriage supper in the heavens. The return to fight the battle of Armageddon. To set up the kingdom of Jesus Christ on this earth in righteousness and for the saints of God to rule this earth for 1,000 years. The best of times. But connected with that is the worst of times. And the best outweighs the worst. It really does. Why are you just telling us the worst today? Because that's what the program is about. I'm trying to get you shook up. I'm trying to stir you to where you will get right with God. To where you'll find you a Bible-believing church. Let me tell you what I feel like I ought to do. I feel like I ought to stay here today for a little while. stay here when this program is over. For those of you out there across Charlotte, anywhere close, to get in your car and come and let me go with you and meet you at the altar and give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. Do your first works over if you used to be an on-fire Christian and now you're just a mediocre Christian. Now you're just a church attender. I'm telling you, church attendance alone is not going to do it. You will go to church if you're good and saved, and you will love it. But you won't just be sitting in a pew. You'll be on fire for the Lord. You'll be full of His sweet spirit. And I'll meet you in this altar. I promise you, I'm going to stay here. The sanctuary is right there. I'm going to stay here a little while and invite you to come and give your heart to Christ. Would you do that? You say, I can't come this afternoon. Well, come in the morning. I'll preach it in the morning. How you can know beyond a shadow that you're ready for that glorious rapture. How you can know you're saved and born again. We're going to talk about the beauty of born again. What it means, how thrilling it is. And it's all by grace. It's not something you do. You don't have to change the way you live. He'll change the way you live. Can I tell you that again? You don't have to change the way you live. You have to give it up. But He'll change the way you live. And He'll make a new creature out of you. You'll be so different. You'll love it. Your family will love it. Many of you men have got wives would be tickled to death to hear you've surrendered your life to Christ. Many of you men have got women that you would love to know they'd really gotten saved. And now they're going to be this beautiful, godly mother to your children and godly wife to you. How many of you would like that? How many would you like to have your children knowing that they're going to miss that rapture? You say, I don't believe the children will be left here. Well, you better read the Bible. I've got Bible to prove it. I wouldn't say something I couldn't prove by the Bible. You say, I don't believe any children will be left here when the rapture takes place. They will be if they don't have a saved on fire mother or a saved on fire daddy. And maybe if both of them are saved, even better. Are you listening to me? Grab your phone now. The lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Again, the number, toll free, 1-800-338-7884. And then the internet, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm amazed at what's happening in our world. I really am. I'm amazed that so few people really are concerned and burdened for this mess we've got in our world. I mean, we are seeing it everywhere you look. It is a dark picture to look at politics today, to look at what's going on among the political people. Look at the infighting among those who claim to be Republicans, and they will do anything to destroy the other person so they can win the nomination. It is pitiful to me. It really is. I read today what Ryan Lawrence said about Donald Trump. It did everything in his power to trash the man to the dogs. I mean, everything he could imagine. Well, I'm not voting for either one of them as far as I know. I don't know who I'm going to be voting for. I'm just telling you the trashing they're doing to each other is crazy. And the president is even crazier. And Hillary and Sanders and all of them are crazy. I mean, we're talking about a dark day, my friend, a terribly dark day. And you on the air. May I help you, please?
Hello, Brother Chambers. This is Otto. How are you?
Hey, Otto. What's going on with you?
Hey, this is a shaker-upper you're preaching today, Brother Chambers. But
and people are overwhelmed. I don't think anybody knew that the devil was going to literally rule this world for 7 years.
He is. Brother Chambers, explain, if you can, please, okay? So Revelation 12, he's going to be cast down, the dragon.
Okay.
When Jesus said, I saw Satan fall.
He fell out of heaven. See, Satan was in heaven where the throne of God is and where the city of God is. Satan was one of the angels back then. And see, Satan sinned and God cast him out of heaven and he became the prince of the power of the air. That means God would cast him out of his heaven, the third heavens, into the second heavens, which is the mid-air. And now he's going to be cast out of the mid-air down to the earth.
And that's why Ephesians, the principalities, he says that he...
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, we already have them to a degree. But Satan does not reign on the earth in a physical form or in paranormal powers. But then he will be earthbound. He can't leave the earth. And so all of his damage will be on the earth. And the Bible says he comes with great wrath, knowing he hath but a short season.
Got it. Well, Brother Chambers, this is awesome. Thanks for the explanation. You know, we've got a Spanish radio program tomorrow, and probably we will do something like this, because we've been trying to give the messages like yours, like the emergency and the urgency of getting saved.
All right. Cry out SOS with me, will you? SOS. I mean, it's we in the crisis hour. We are in great crisis. And Christians are nothing but they're putting on a show. Would you agree with that?
I agree, Brother Chambers.
Most Christians they just have a little enough religion to go to church once in a while. Maybe pay a little tithe because they know they benefit from that. But where are the on fire Christians? I know thousands of Pentecostals, and I can tell you that at least 95% of them have lost their first love. They're neither hot nor cold. They're barely lukewarm, and yet they'll tell you in a minute, "I'm going in the rapture," and they aren't about to go in the rapture.
Oh, well, Brother Timbers, there's an up and coming church here in another county. You know, we're in West North Carolina, in one close to us. And you've had people, well, anyway, it's kind of modeled after one of the big church in Charlotte.
I love you, brother, and pray much for God to give us a Holy Ghost revival, will you?
God bless you, brother.
I love you now. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, how are you, Pastor?
I'm doing great, and I'm glad to have calls because I felt like everybody was just listening to me, and I like that. I want to tell people, but I've got to get people's attention. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah, hello?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was assumed by, I think it was Revelation 2, I believe it's 13, talks of Satan always, his dwelling place was on earth, talks about the throne. I know where the throne of Satan is.
Well, see, that was talking about how Satan makes himself available in different cities. And that was in the church of, let me find the right one here. That was in the church of Sardis. I mean, sorry. Yeah, I'm trying to get it here. I'm in too big a hurry. He hath an ear, let him hear. And to the church of Smyrna. It was the next church, the church of Pergamos. The devil literally had a throne in that city. Well, he has a throne in many cities today.
Oh, I thought that was the original. That was where he still would dwell now.
No, that was his approach against that church and against that period of church history. See, each one of these churches represent a period of church history. They also represent a literal church that existed, and they also are a type of all seven churches that exist today.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Yeah, and I always used to wonder why didn't God destroy Satan right away? Like, you know, all these things wouldn't have happened.
Well, you see, the seven churches are seven periods, and each one of them gives a picture of the church as a whole to some degree, and a church that exists at any given time. But the ultimate is what we see past that, because chapters 3 is behind us, chapter 2 is behind us. When the rapture takes place, all of that will be over. And we are into the period called the Great Tribulation, 7 years of, and we aren't there yet now, and let me make sure you understand. We can't be there till the rapture takes place, but we're talking about the period of the seven great years of the tribulation. We're talking about that period which begins immediately after the rapture. And we're trying to show people that Satan is going to reign on this earth for 7 years. You understand that now, don't you?
Right, yeah, now I see, yeah.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you for calling. God bless you. Hey, give us a call, folks. We're here to be a blessing to you. That's our joy. We'll do anything we can to bless you and to help you. So get in that Bible and get yourself right with God, okay? You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? All right. Somehow we got missed someone here. Let's see if I can find it. Put it on hold, and let's try again. All right. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I can't get it. Help me, folks. Listen, you call quickly. I want to answer your question. I mean, it's very evident that very little, very little information is getting to the church out there on the book of Revelation. The reason I spend a lot of time trying to study this book out and get you the truth is because there's so little of it out there. And I'm trying to warn you, we are at the edge, at the very moment of the glorious appearing of Jesus Christ. And I can't imagine anything so exciting as when Jesus comes. And the glory of his coming is going to be breathtaking. You on the air now. Well, you're not. I'll get there in a minute. I'm taking my instructions from the other room. Listen, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Grab that number. And then the toll-free, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-1-800-1-800. I'm sorry. Too many things on my brain here. 1-800-338-7884. But the internet, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I really want your question. And I want to help you understand what we're dealing with. And while you're calling, I'm going to go to prayer, because we must pray every day now, every Saturday on this broadcast. Father, I come to you in Christ's name, very disturbed and very concerned about what's happening in our church world, overwhelmed with the lack of sincerity and being on fire for the Lord, and burdened by so many of the Christian people who just want a little religion and they're not ready to follow Christ with all they have. Father, I cry out, make yourself real in the church. Make yourself real in the church. And Father, I pray for our nation. I pray for the nations of Israel, the nations of the earth, and I pray for Jerusalem and the evil that they're facing, and the great need they have to turn to you, Father. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I know that trouble is coming to that part of this world. I pray, God, save every person who will give you a chance to save them and work your miracles, Father, in the name of Jesus, and for his honor and for his glory. You on the air now, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please?
Yes, sir. This is Edward. How
are
you doing, Mr. Chambers?
Hey, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, people can do what they want to do, but God's word is coming to pass. You ain't going to stop it.
Yep, God's word's coming to pass. Absolutely. Just like I'm preaching, I believe I'm telling it as straight as I can tell it.
You are telling it, and you know what gets me so sick, Mr. Chambers, with this world today? Is the preachers and the one that call themselves Christian is covering up all this sin in the pulpits and outside the world of this homosexuality and all this other garbage. Saying it's not wrong. But let me tell you something. They're going to end right up in hell with the rest of us.
You're exactly right. Preachers who do not preach the truth are going to be in some deep, deep trouble.
God is holding them responsible for me. They took a higher standard than a husband, because God called them preaching the word, and they ain't doing the same in the world but putting it down and twisting it around.
Well, you're right. A minister who says God's called him to preach is under great obligation to preach it straight and to preach it right out of the book. The Bible says the whole counsel of God. Apostle Paul confessed and said, my commitment is the whole counsel of God. Any preacher that won't preach on the rapture and the coming of the Lord, the 7-year tribulation period, I mean, everybody, if every preacher would get in the pulpit tomorrow across America and tell their congregation that Satan was fixed to be cast out of the midair and cast down on this earth, where he would rule this earth personally and physically and paranormally for 7 years, it would stir this nation in a way that would bring a Holy Ghost revival. I believe that.
You know, Mr. Chambers, what saddens me is the people that walks around and call themselves Christians is agreeing with sin, and people shacking up and having babies and not married, and that is a sin and abomination inside of God. He's preaching on it.
And they're going to spend eternity in hell if they don't repent. That's all you can say.
Yes, sir. And all your answers today that you were telling about, if people will turn to the 21st chapter of Revelation, it will explain it to them.
Which chapter now?
21st chapter of Revelation.
Yes, sir. Everybody out there, you ought to read it. Thank you, sir. And God bless you, okay? You know, folks, I think maybe people are beginning to wake up. Here I am just trying my best to stir you into waking you up. I'm trying to get through to you you know, and say, hey, listen to me. We're talking about in just a matter of days. A matter of days. If the rapture would take place today, let's say give it a few weeks for the saints to celebrate in heaven and for Jesus to open that seven sealed book, and this revelation starts on this earth. And when that revelation starts on this earth, the 7-year tribulation period, within a very short period, the devil will be cast out of the midair and will be right here on this earth, and God will give him the right to rule this earth for 7 years. And he will turn it into hell on earth. I mean hell on earth. Can you imagine living in this world with Satan, the God of this world, in a literal, physical, paranormal fashion? Can you imagine? It's overwhelming to think about. Now grab your phones. We're giving this article to everybody out there. I mean, we ought to have 1,000 calls. We really should. You should want it and want to dig in and learn. It's that desperate now. The ladies are standing by, and they'll be here as long as you will listen, as long as you'll call, even after the hour you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon. I just love this program, and right now I'm just loving your enthusiasm with the city of New Jerusalem. I got kind of caught up, just thought I'd call in and share. I actually did a study on the jewels that are mentioned in the city of the New Jerusalem. Internet study. I went, I saw all of the 12 jewels that are mentioned. I went online, looked up the stones, and they are magnificent. And what we have here is only just a glimmer of what it will be. But I just encourage anybody to go online and do an internet study of all of the jewels that are in the city of the New Jerusalem. And I'm telling you,
that's going to be a beautiful city, brother.
Yes.
And you know what? I've asked the Lord. I want my apartment or my mansion up on the 12th story. The name of that floor is the Amethyst section. The Amethyst.
That's the purple section. Yes, indeed.
And I want my mansion on the... Now, if he puts me on another floor, I'm not going to say one word except hallelujah, praise God. But I've been faithful to him now 63 and a half years. The last 10 years, I've had the toughest 10 years of my life. It started November, 10 years ago, an effort to destroy me and to destroy this church. And it has continued 10 years, and God has helped me to survive. And now I think it's time for God to turn the tide and give us a new day.
Well, Pastor, every time I hear you, I think of some of the pastors lived in the 60s and 70s. And you bring me back to a time where the word was really...
You know, it was really something back then. You remember the article in the Charlotte Observer that said Billy Graham was acting like the 1950s, going back to when he preached and was a fireball for the Lord, telling people they were going to go to hell if they didn't repent. And they all upset because Billy Graham went back to those old days. I thought it was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, Pastor, you just keep on, and I'm going to be praying for you. I'm sure many are. And just keep on, Pastor, because, you know, as you know, the end is coming, and people need to hear it, whether they want to believe it or not, they need to hear it.
You can depend on it, brother. I don't have but a few years now. I'll be 80 in just a few months, January the 19th. I would be foolish man after 63 and a half years to do anything but keep on keeping on.
That's right. Well, Caleb, he just got started at 80.
You may be right. If Jesus tarries, I plan to keep on. I plan to be right here until the rapture takes place.
Amen, Pastor.
I love you.
So much. Love you too, Pastor.
God bless your heart. Wasn't that a sweet call? Oh, that was precious. Now, we only have about 3 or 4 minutes, and you could call, and the ladies are standing by now. I want you to understand that you can have this free article, and everything you've heard me say is right here. And then, of course, this will be on internet, archived in about an hour. This program will be archived. You can go to it, paulcreek.org. That's all you got to do, PAWCREEK.ORG. And you'll be on the front page, and you'll look, you'll see a picture, and you'll see this title, and go down and read a little bit, and then there's a place to click to go to the full page, and then you can bring up the internet and watch me again. Or you can bring up audio and not have to watch me if you just want to hear me. That's okay. Somebody told me not long ago I had a face for radio. You know what that means when they tell you you got a face for radio, don't you? That means you don't have a face for television, well, or internet, or whatever. Well, God's good to me. God's good to me. I got a wonderful wife. I want to tell you that. And we've got a great church of people. And listen, I'm going to be here now. I'm going to be here for a little while if you need to come and get saved. The doors will be open. Come to this door on the west side, okay? On the west side of our church. You come right here, and we'll be here. Knock on that door. We keep it locked during programs because we've had people try to interrupt us during them. A lot of people don't like me, you realize. I mean, we live in a world today don't care much for the truth. I don't know nothing but the truth, so I just keep on telling it like it is. Now, here's the phone number. You can call. The ladies are standing by, 1-800-338-7884. Anywhere in America, Canada, and locally, 704-391-0588. All over the city of Charlotte and all around us, 704-391-0588. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, here's an email question. In the seven-year tribulation known as the Great Tribulation, or is the 7 years known as the Great Tribulation, or is it the last 3.5 years? The whole 7 years is known as the Great Tribulation. Jesus made that plain in Matthew 24 when he talked about the abomination of desolation in the middle of the 7 years. In the middle of the 7 years. So he said of that period, it will be Great Tribulation. So it's the whole 7 years. That was something that was preached a long time that was not true, really. Not true. There will be the first 3.5 years won't be quite as bad as the last three. I agree with that. But it'll be hell from beginning to end. I promise you, the devil will be here 7 years. The number seven is always the number of completion. If the devil wasn't here 7 years, then he would not get to complete his period. Now, I know I got to go. Don't miss next week. Really, do not miss next week. I'm telling you, it would be very, very sad for you to miss next week. You really need to hear it all. You really need to hear it. You really do. Now, I love you. I'm going to play a little music for you. You can keep calling. The ladies will answer. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then remember the local number, or the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want to see you tomorrow. But if you need to come and get saved now, I'll be here a while. Come, knock on this door. We'll take you to the altar. We'll help you pray through. Your wife would be tickled, sir, if you got saved. Your husband would be tickled to death if you got saved. The hour's here. S.O.S. It's the distress sign. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. The coming of the Lord is at the door. The coming of the Lord is at the door.
Hold my hand and stay there by my side. And when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home. Celebrate me there. Celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place. Celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. Heaven's throne.